us pray for understanding as we turn to read God's word. Let us pray. Open our eyes, O Lord, and let us see. Open our ears that we may hear your truth. Speak, Lord, for we, your servants, listen. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson comes from the prophecy of Joel. And there's an interesting thing about Joel's name. It combines the two names in the Old Testament most often used for God, Yahweh, J-O, and Elohim, E-L. So out of one name, you get both names for God and the name of this particular Hebrew prophet. Listen then for the word of God. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, even on the male and female slaves in those days. I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. Here then ends our Old Testament lesson, and to God's name be the glory this day and forever. Amen. Let's see if I'm actually sending. I am. You see, Dennis taught me back in ancient times that first you have to turn this mic off before this mic on my ear actually is supposed to work. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Old Testament takes us back to Earth's beginnings. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless and void. And there was darkness on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God brooded over the face of the waters. And God said it was good. And after that, Scripture tells us all the rest of creation followed. But notice, in the beginning, before there are the mountains or the valleys, before there is really anything at all, before there is the first man, the first woman, there is what? There is this Holy Spirit. There is this voice of God which breathes before the beginning of time, moving on to the end of time, and calling earth and heaven alike to accept the presence of their God. You know, as long as there have been people on this planet, they have frequently described God as the Holy Spirit. Native Americans in their rituals called him the Great Spirit. The Inuits up in Alaska, the same way. You can see it recorded on their totem poles in the frozen north. The Spirit moves on through Scripture in ways that we seldom notice, but which are always there. Moses, on the height of Sinai, is confronted by thunder and smoke and all kinds of terrible weather. And in the midst of all of that, he hears the voice of God. And yet it is the Spirit that calls him down to begin the Exodus and the history of his people. The Spirit has taken, in the course of God's history, such different forms. I think of the early prophets, the sort of supermen of the faith, people like Elijah. Now, for those of you who are interested in track as a sport, I think about Elijah occasionally. I mean, if you could call him a clergyman at all, he must have been one whale of a runner, because in the Spirit of God, he ran before the chariots of the king. And any man that can outrun a horse has got my respect. And then, of course, there's Elisha, who followed in his stead, and again, in the Spirit's power, continued the miracles of Elijah and is assumed up into heaven on a heavenly chariot. I mean, the power of the Spirit is over and again. And in case you think we've left it in the Old Testament, oh, it's over and over again in the New. On the day of Pentecost, when they were all together, there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them as the Spirit gave them utterance. And it's interesting, because all of a sudden they began to speak in other languages. Now, as someone who was drilled constantly in several seminaries to read biblical Hebrew, you know, neither Hebrew nor Aramaic showed up at Pentecost. They spoke in other tongues, but they spoke in the language of people who were no longer Jewish. You see, the Spirit has always had the capacity to force us beyond our boundaries, beyond our preconceptions, beyond the limits that we put in our life, and forces us to see our neighbors not as enemies, but as our friends. And so at Pentecost, they gathered, and the Spirit spoke to them and moved them on. You know, in a way, it seems strange in October, toward the end of October, as we move toward that glorious holiday, which is Halloween and candy corn and kids in cute outfits. I saw one Halloween outfit advertised online. You wouldn't believe it. These little tykes, they could get down on all fours and turn into a monster truck. I mean, a monster truck. How do you do that? And what that had to, you know, that doesn't have a lot to do with All Saints Day, but it's still an amazing thing. But that's not the power of the Spirit, is it? That's the power of the candy corn. You know, if it were not for the Spirit, you and I could not read Scripture and find salvation in it. You know, I look back at this Lutheran Bible, and I will confess I had a hard time resisting buying it. I was at Princeton for the 60th anniversary of my graduation. I escaped from that school. I mean, I graduated in 1959 when I was a swift 25 years old. 60 years later, here we are. And it's a strange thing. I find myself almost at the same place, at the same stand, in front of the same scriptures. And yet the Spirit keeps telling us to move on. What is it that we read in Galatians, the 5th chapter? What are the fruits of the Spirit? The fruits of the Spirit are love, peace, patience, faithfulness, self-control. Against all of these, Scripture tells us there is no law. The Spirit teaches us to find in the ancient word, in the written word, and in our lives day by day, faith. And you know, particularly because we are so close to Halloween, and I'm thinking just for a moment in a totally non-Presbyterian way about Casper the Friendly Ghost. You remember Casper. Casper was the nice guy. He didn't scare people like the others. My concern has always been that the Holy Spirit would somehow get mixed up with Casper. But the truth is that it's the Spirit that teaches us the meaning of love. And during the past week, I tried to find a way, as theologians are prone to do, to describe the Holy Spirit in ways that made sense, at least to me, and maybe to my grandchildren. And I came up with this, that this Holy Spirit is the living presence of Jesus with us now. It is the function of the Spirit that allows us to live in our Savior's presence and to know the power of his salvation. And maybe as Presbyterians, we don't think about that much. Do we ask ourselves about our commitment to our Lord? You know, that's the question that the Spirit has always posed to the church in every generation. Paul knew the power of that. Paul wrote, "If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For by faith confession is made with the mouth, and by faith love guides us onward." And so In a way, Joel long ago raised that question of faith, but he raised it just for Israel. Pentecost and the Spirit of Christ call us to follow God in a strange world that they could barely imagine. I don't know about you, but each day I give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, present to me through the power of his Spirit, present to all of us through the fellowship of the church, which is Christ's body, under the gift, which is his Spirit. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift, which is the Ruach Elohim, the Holy Spirit, sent by God, preached by the prophets, and proclaimed to us if we accept him by faith. Let us pray. O thou who hast sent us into the world to be your people, we thank you that we go accompanied by your Spirit. Help us so to live that we may show forth the fruits of that Spirit, that with love, peace, patience, faithfulness, and caring, we may be the disciples of our risen Lord, to whom be glory in the church forever. Amen. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You moved on the waters, you called to the deep. You coaxed up the mountains from the valleys of sleep. And over the eons, you called to each thing. Then you woke from your slumbers and rise on your wings. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You swept through the desert, you sung with the sand, and you gifted your people with the land. And when they were blinded with their idols and lies, then you spoke through your prophets to open their eyes. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You sang in a stable, You cried from a hill, and you whispered in silence when the whole world was still. And down in the city, you called once again when you blew through your people on the rush of the wind. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You call from tomorrow, you break ancient schemes, from the bondage of sorrow, the captive dream dreams. Our women see visions, our mind calling their eyes, with a bold new decision. Your people arise. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, from blessedness, wailing and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, calling from blessedness, wind. Wind on the sea. Let us then confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Great art thou, O Lord, and worthy to be praised. Heaven and earth proclaims your wonder. Each day shows forth the power of your Spirit in our lives. We confess to you that we're not perfect. There are days when irritation overcomes us and anger blinds us to the truth, and we lose our way. When that happens, Lord, lift us up. Open our eyes that we may see others with compassion. Open our hearts that we may feel them close to us and that we may know and share their pain. We pray, O Lord, for all sorts and conditions of people, remembering those driven from their homes in far-off lands, remembering those facing violence through warfare, remembering our fellow Americans this day facing fires raging through California. We remember especially, O Lord, those of our own congregation facing illness, disappointment, and difficult times. Grant us then, O Lord, the uplifting power of your Spirit, that calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may faithfully follow him in everything that we do. For it is that same Savior, our Lord, who calls us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity. As members of Christ's church, go forth into the world in peace. Render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Honor all people everywhere. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and abide with you today and always. Amen. See you.
How are you today?
Well, here we go again.